Patrick, well done on your appointment. You'll be taking up a national role with Thoroughbred Breeders Australia while still maintaining your position at TBV.
That's right, Joe. It's really exciting times to be involved with the national body, but also maintain my very enjoyable role at TBV.
So what exactly is the new role and what does it mean for TBV?
Well, the new role is Director of Policy at Thoroughbred Breeders Australia. I'll be working on a number of projects for the national body, including their national welfare policy, helping to roll that out across the states, working on the new research and development levy, which is only just beginning, and there's some really exciting times ahead for the levy and some of the research that it can help undertake, and also driving increased engagement between TBA and breeders across Australia. And of course, many of these, or in fact, all of these issues are pertinent to Victorian breeders, so there's quite a lot of crossover between the two roles.
Your president, James O'Brien, has labelled the situation as a win-win for both TBV and TBA, and noted that since your appointment in July 2015, you've really taken TBV to a new level and significantly helped increase its engagement with members of the industry, attract major new sponsors, and grow links with other racing bodies and governments.
Well, I think all of those things are a reflection of a growing industry in Victoria. The level of investment from both international players but also existing domestic operators is really increasing. The quality of the stallions is increasing, the quality of broodmares, and most importantly, the results on the racetracks for Victorian bred racehorses. So there's a genuine interest in the state body and contributing to it. So the work that I've undertaken with a degree of passion and really enjoyed it as the industry has continued to grow, and I expect it will for some time yet.
Mm. And over the past 2 years since you've been on board, you've worked very closely with Racing Victoria and helped secure the $1.5 million Vobis sires scheme, along with the first increases to Super Vobis bonuses in almost a decade.
Well, Vobis is a very important scheme for Victorian breeders, as well as, of course, for owners of Victorian bred racehorses. But we can never rest on our laurels with Vobis. It's very important to continually refresh it, to increase the returns from Vobis, and to ensure that Victorian breeders benefit. So the introduction of Vobis sires and the increase in Super Vobis bonuses has been part of that. And I might add that we're not stopping here. We're planning to talk to Racing Victoria. In fact, we're already talking to Racing Victoria about increasing those returns.
Mm. Gee whiz, you've achieved a lot in a pretty short time that you've been involved with TBV. I'm sure there's many in the industry that are probably a little panic-stricken that the national body is securing your services now, but that won't affect the momentum that you've been able to create here.
Look, I don't think so at all. I'll obviously still be involved with the state body and helping to manage the office, and we're undertaking a recruitment process at the moment at finding a new employee who will be undertaking the marketing communications roles at the TBV office. And I can tell you we've had some just sensational applications. The quality has been absolutely fantastic, and I think that also is a reflection of the healthy profile of TBV and Victorian breeding generally.
Absolutely. And how far off are you from making that appointment, Patrick?
I'd say sometime over the next week or so we should have a confirmed person, and sometime in July they'll be in place and helping Victorian breeders promote the industry.
Will you still strongly oversee that area of TBV? Because from a journalistic point of view, I have to say the work that you've done has been outstanding, Patrick, and you've really been able to find some of the great stories, particularly at grassroots level, and I think it's important that you maintain that focus for the benefit of the industry.
Most certainly. I'll still be passionately involved and, as I said, helping to manage the office, looking for those really interesting stories, those stories of success, despite some of the difficulties, you know, where there's been foster foals and horses just get through, you know, really difficult early situations and go on to, whether it's modest or Group 1 success on the track, those are great stories and they're right throughout the Victorian breeding industry.
Mm. Well, well done to you, Patrick, and you will benefit greatly the industry on a national level now. And, yeah, good to hear that you're still very heavily involved with TBV and you will, in fact, still be based out of their office at Racing Victoria.
That's right, yep, and I'll still be at Flemington and always happy to have a chat to people and hear some of the, you know, interesting stories in Victorian breeding.
That's Patrick Clancy, who is the head of Thoroughbred Breeders Victoria. And in addition to that, he'll be taking on a new and very influential national role with Thoroughbred Breeders Australia.